This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There we go again on the DJV program. Yep. How are you today? Challenges and all that we're all facing. It's very cool, though. We have Thanksgiving week upon us, things to be thankful for. Just look around in this universe that we live in, and just I'm looking at a beautiful blue sky here this morning. Just absorb it all. Take a big, deep breath. Take a gander. Look around you. It may not be as good as you would like it to be, but it's a lot better to... A funeral yesterday for a very dear friend of mine, and I was thinking he's almost 2 months older than I was. He was my accountant. He was on this program for 10 or 12 years. His name is Stuart Brooks. He had complications of COPD and of the virus, so it took its toll on him. I talked to him about 10 days ago, and I really couldn't understand what he was saying, actually. And he told me that the reason I couldn't understand is because he had his teeth in. But that wasn't the case. He was a fabulous guy, and he had great... He used to have... His timing was so bad that it was fun to have him on. Jennifer, you remember when we had Stuart Brooks on?
With our tax tips.
Yeah, right.
Oh, really? Exactly. Oh, yeah, he was your accountant. Okay.
He was my accountant for 40 years. Yeah, very, very good guy. And so I have not been to a Jewish funeral for a long time. And, they're very conservative. He was a very Orthodox, very observant Jew. And it was no more in display than the casket, which was basically a pine box. They took the pine box out, that's what they do. They're very conservative. And it's, kind of good in a manner of speaking. And my father.
What do you need all that stuff for?
My father said to me when he was dying, make sure that you don't spend a lot of money. And so I didn't. We had a box, and he was cremated in a box. It was a cardboard box. That was it. And he was in a nightgown. I remember that. And the most expensive thing was hiring the funeral home for sort of visiting hours. But it was, it was like $5,400, I remember, for the whole deal. And I know people who spent 10 times that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, funerals can be really expensive if you amp them up. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Well, they play on your... It's a business, and they play on... wouldn't you want to have your wife in that most wonderful casket? Look at that one over there. It's $9,000, but doesn't she deserve it?
Right. I have not been through the process, but I have heard horror stories of being upsold stuff like your... Like a used car dealership. It's really,
a lot of packages. The one nice thing when we went through it with my grandparents is that we were, because they both needed additional care later in life, they needed to go on Medi-Cal, so they had to spend down some of their money to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to go, my grandfather was able to go and pick out what he wanted. And
really?
There's some bit of control, I think, in that, which is interesting. And
how
so
do you mean, Jennifer?
Well, I think when you feel like you're dictating your own exit terms, I think there's power in that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm paying you now, and this is what I want you to do.
Right.
My grandmother
did
that.
What was funny is that, it was not necessarily about the big service. I mean, you were at my grandma's. It was nice, but it was simple. My grandfather's was even smaller. But he did want these grave markers that had like a cast iron, like, depiction of him, which I thought was really, really funny. So he and my grandma both on their markers have these pictures of themselves on it, which is
brass. It's a brass rendering.
Yeah.
That you
exactly
can do if you want to. You can put it on the ground, you can put it on the side of the stone, that sort of thing. Yeah, that's kind of...
That was important to him,
cool,
so that was cool.
Yeah,
that
nothing wrong with that. Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of things important, it appears the Trump administration has started to make it easier for the transition to Biden's presidency. So does that mean that all of the campaign lawsuits have been tossed, whether they be in Pennsylvania, Georgia?
No.
What's the status
of
all
of those? It means that the GSA woman was getting a lot of death threats and people were going after her. So President Trump said that to avoid any further problem and to move ahead with transition, he would authorize, he encouraged her to move ahead at the GSA with transition funds, but that the lawsuits and the stuff would still be continuing to play out. And what I thought, you know, I thought there was a moment actually for Joe Biden to come out and say, because the president's tweet was fine, it was professional, wasn't like snarky. And I think there was a moment where he could have come out and said, because he did tweet that they were accepting the transition, and then he, at the end of his tweet was something to the effect of, we'll see how badly the Trump administration has hollowed out the government. We now will be able to get in there. I thought it was a moment, since he's been talking so much about unity, for him to say, I'm glad we're able to move on with this transition, but
yeah,
we want to make sure that we want to make sure that everybody
is
confident that their vote was actually counted. And I thought there was a real opportunity for that, and it was a missed one. So,
I think that was a mistake. Well, anyway, so there is a lawsuit still in Pennsylvania.
Well, 31 out of the 33 have been tossed so far, so.
So what's
well,
left?
There's still lawsuits coming this week. There's issues with still Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania. They're still not certified yet. There's still some issues going on in Georgia. There are still issues going on in Michigan, Wisconsin. So it's the lawsuits that are still some from the campaign. There are more expected this week, and there's more expected from Sidney Powell, who split from the Trump legal team, who says she has the smoking gun on those voting systems that we've been talking about.
Who's this?
So,
why did she split, though? I don't get it.
I have a couple of different reasons behind it. I think number one, she's making very big claims, and this is what I said after the press conference. Either she ponies up and shows that, or I mean, what she said basically, if you missed it or if you haven't been following, is that these voting systems, Smartmatic and Dominion, there is a rooted plot basically that started in Venezuela with Cuban influence to try to get into our election system. And she said that this is not just about Trump. She said this happened. What she found out is that it happened to Bernie Sanders in California. The reason Bernie didn't win had a tougher time in California during 2016, she claims, is because of these voting systems and that there were people who were going in and basically purchasing elections. She said it happens in multiple races. Congressional races, Senate races, the presidency. And so she says she has evidence on all of this, that she's going to be filing in a lawsuit this week. She's got to pony up on that. That's a huge claim.
Yeah,
it's one that should concern every single American, not a Democrat or a Republican. And so I think that the campaign's giving it some distance, but I actually think maybe strategically so that she doesn't have the confines of the government around her. So we'll see what she comes up with. But again, that's concerning. That's a huge, huge story.
So to question the state-specific states, I see that Michigan has certified Biden as the winner. And then so is it
there,
down
that
to...
Was, well, that was a problem because in Michigan, the election board, there were two Republicans who were not in favor of certifying the election. But the woman, there was a man and a woman who were going to vote against it. The man did. The woman did not, because she had people coming to her house threatening her children, saying that they were going to murder her, get her fired. I mean, this kind of stuff should not be tolerated, and that's why I'm saying there's an opportunity, if Biden is really serious about unity, to come out and say this kind of stuff shouldn't happen, and I'm not seeing that. So.
All right, so, but the Trump lawsuit in Pennsylvania is out, right?
It's going to be, they're appealing it, actually. So.
All right, so why, though? What?
Because
how
there's
far
no evidence.
Apart
you
are
can't,
they?
Because they're trying to put the burden of proof on the states to prove that there's no evidence of voter fraud, but that's not how our justice system works. The prosecution has to come up with, okay, here's the evidence, and that's what we're, and then it's on the defense. But
well,
they're doing it like completely backwards, and that's what all the judges have been saying. Like, look, it's not our job to prove that we don't have corruption. You need to prove that there is. And so, and
one of the other challenges also that'll be coming is the constitutionality of changing the election law within weeks leading up to the election. Same thing. Actually, Gavin Newsom's been having a terrible couple of weeks in the state of California.
He deserves it.
He absolutely does. He overstepped. A judge took away his power to issue executive orders because all 58 of them were beyond. But he also launched universal mail-in voting in California, and they say that's beyond his power to do that without the legislature getting involved. So I think you're going to see a lot of states having to acknowledge that these emergency rules that they passed may not be able to stand if they're tested in court. But we'll see what happens with that.
All right, coming up, a look at Biden's choices for various positions as it is right now. 16 past the hour. Don't forget our daily download, the DJV download every day. The one that is in there right now is a focus on the In-N-Out Burger that hit, well, not just one of them. There's an In-N-Out Burger in Colorado. Yes, you can get a whole bunch of them there. And Chick-fil-A's online ordering deal. You can also, in our discussion on the DJV download, hear how you can visit the Titanic. Yep, go down into the ocean. And those who are worried about COVID and Santa Claus, don't you worry. We have that story, too. All in the latest DJV download. They're all there for you to listen to at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. Pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees made, fine, offer cost information, and conditions, equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and LLC, consumer access.org, number 33.
All right, let's see here. Janet Yellen is a choice for Treasury Secretary. Alejandro Mayorkas, who's a Cuban, actually, or is Cuban-born, came over in the boat thing, whatever they... What they call that? The Mariel boat thing, right? Remember that? You don't remember that either, do you?
The what?
That's what I... It was called the Mariel boat lift.
It feels like you don't remember it all that much.
No, it was people got here in boats from Cuba. They came over in tires and tubes and stuff. That's where this guy came from. John Kerry is going to be the international envoy on climate.
Well, sure.
Let's see here.
Your sons have been giving it to the American people together for years. Why not bring it back to the administration?
Right, great.
The Biden boy and the Kerry boy really working it.
The National Intelligence Director is Avril Haines. What do we know about her? Anything? No.
I think she served in the Obama administration.
Yeah, most of these people are retreads.
Yeah, it's kind of like
Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. She was around with Obama, right?
Well, most of them go back to Clinton, actually.
Yeah.
And some of them, because Biden was
Greenfield
in the Senate
does.
For so long. Yeah, well, yeah. The national security, I think, goes all the way back to his foreign relations time.
Jake Sullivan is a national security advisor. All right, that's the checkoff list at the moment. 21 after the hour.
What What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed or may have in value.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Here on the musical portion of our DJV show this hour with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you and John Bon. I kind of like that better than Bon Jovi,
John
don't
Bon?
You? John Bon. I think that has a better ring to it.
I'm pretty
anyway,
sure he doesn't, no.
You don't think he does? No. He's going to release the concert film on a night like this, Bon Jovi 2020, next week. Is it next? No, it's this weekend, right? Via their Facebook page, 6 o'clock Eastern Time on the 27th. Was all filmed in Nashville. The documentary marks the first in the band. All right, Phil, you can lower that a little bit so I don't have to yell over it. You say, although this is a good tune. I like this. Is this part
and
of the...
Get off of my lawn, Phil.
Yeah.
Turn down your music and get off of my lawn.
Anyway, the trailer for this shows the band playing and Bon Jovi getting tested for COVID as the track Limitless plays in the background. Next month, John Bon is going to join Maren Morris, Snoop Dogg, and others in a benefit concert called Play On, celebrating the power of music to make change. It's going to be on the air on the 5th of the next month. Last month, they performed their new single, Beautiful Drug, on Ellen's show. I don't think anybody will forget what their lives were like between March and September of this year, he told the Rolling Stone. I think this is the Spanish flu all over again, but none of us, you, I, or our parents, were alive 100 years ago, so this is the moment for us. The song won't be about shoulder pads and having a hairstyle. It's going to mark a moment in time. I think there's a certain amount of truth to that, although the flu admittedly was much worse 100 years ago. It didn't take as much on the economy, just took more lives. About four times as many as COVID is. And the population was one quarter of what it is, so you can imagine how devastating that was to the entire psyche of the country at that time. 25 and change after the hour now. Let's go to the Foo Fighters, shall we? Shame, shame. Foo Fighters take a long trip down memory lane in a new short film, which is tied to their 25th anniversary. It's called Times Like Those. 25 minutes long, filmed during some recent pandemic downtime, features the whole band gathered in a theater to flip through a slideshow of memorable moments. moments from all their career. Photos accompanied by a lot of commentary, like when Dave Grohl discusses the origins of his BBQ fascination, barbecue fascination, which leads to him and Taylor Hawkins recalling how they used to be burn brothers and put cigarettes in between their forearms for fun. Oh, my God.
They were on a lot of drugs then.
Wow.
Which is probably why the next thing that Dave Grohl does is look at the camera and go, don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the kind of stuff that happens when you're on drugs and you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. The band show is going to air on the 15th of next month, featuring a mix of new and old songs plus some seasonal favorites. I can't imagine the Foo Fighters Christmas music. Is that really what they're doing?
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of cover songs of stuff that you would probably be very surprised about. Like
Christmas?
Yeah, they've done holiday stuff. They'll do Run Rudolph or like rockabilly stuff. Yeah, they do a lot of interesting covers.
Well, along with celebrating their 25th, the Fighters are prepping for the release of their new album, Medicine at Midnight, which will be out next February. We're already talking about February, boys and girls. Spring can't be far behind. Along with a vaccine. Let's hear it for the vaccine. Let's hear it for spring. Well, in the meantime, we have to work on Thanksgiving this weekend. Christmas coming up in the new year. Full thoughts, good thoughts for all that is coming. And learn our lessons from that which has happened, I guess, in a manner of speaking. All right, so there's the Foo Fighters, the latest story here on the DJV program. Count on us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug at 8 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A mistake on Thanksgiving invites 5 years ago lives on. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the 5th year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey as the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans came after President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Tom Brady commends the Rams defense after L.A. beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football 27-24.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour here on the DJV program. We're open for business here on the DJV program. Isn't that nice to know that we are here and we'll be here at your service and on your side for Thanksgiving? We have a lot of choices, and one of the things I was looking at, an overview of people who are negative versus people who are positive. So if you were to choose, this seems like a no-brainer, right? You want to be around somebody who's positive, or you want to be around somebody who's negative? What do you say, ladies?
Well, with COVID or attitude?
Right.
Well, COVID negative, attitude positive.
That's good. Yep, that's a good... That's
the clap, well, negative.
Right.
Yeah.
A sort of plague-like illness negative, but
right.
Okay, well, so there you are. You helped get us into this half hour. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The story that, is, as far as positive or negative is concerned, when it comes to the vaccines, a lot of good news this week. Victoria, what's going on at Pfizer? They seem to be, they and Moderna seem to be on the top of the heap, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. So Dr. Scott Gottlieb, if that name sounds familiar, he's the former commissioner of the FDA. He's actually a board member on for Pfizer. He says that there are plans in the works for distributing the Pfizer vaccine, which is the one that our own Dr. Ken here said that would be his pick, would be the Pfizer one. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says, I think by the second quarter of 2021, maybe into the third quarter, we'll have a vaccine that hopefully will be licensed for general use. The emergency use authorization that we've been talking about yesterday and started last week, that will be for a limited population this winter. Older adults, and they have kind of a hierarchy, older adults will receive the vaccine first, then, well, it would be the way that they've outlined it so far is first, you know, frontline workers, which mm-hmm. makes the most sense, and then elderly people over 65, and then it would go to teachers, students, things like that, and then sort of general population.
Is so what timing
saying,
that goes with that?
We don't know yet. Sort of that's the that. Thing. We don't know yet. So on Friday, mm-hmm. Pfizer requested the FDA emergency use authorization, but that hasn't. We don't know where that is in the process yet. And then we have to figure out what the plan, like what's the plan for distribution. We don't know. So that's why he says it looks like third quarter 2021, that will be a general use vaccine, much like the way the flu vaccine is available. So maybe Moderna can do something faster, although I doubt it because Moderna's vaccine is the one that needs that like that crazy sub-zero refrigeration.
Yes.
The Pfizer one does not.
Yeah.
So the Moderna one is going
to
be
easier to handle.
The Moderna one will be sent to hospitals that have that level of refrigeration, but not mm-hmm. not every clinic and stuff. You know, so it's going to be kind of a mixed bag, I think.
Right.
And then we don't know about the AstraZeneca. Who knows about that? That could be maybe a few months behind.
Other things that are related to COVID, ladies. I see that the sheriffs in New York broke up a sex party with 80 people.
Lovely.
And mattresses and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it was really it's a New York.
I'm always stunned about a whole part of the world that I don't know about.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a lot of it, I think.
Yeah.
People in California, strip clubs are essential, though, so maybe they won't, they won't get
essential trouble. Workers?
Yeah, you can't go to church, but you can go to a strip club.
All right. Hooray. The gatherings, though, that are spreading the virus, this is so irresponsible. And I don't mean people that go to restaurants and then the workplace and stuff. We were talking about prisons yesterday, but the people who just say, screw the rules. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I want to do. And this becomes a constant theme. I mean, I think we talk about it every day. It just seems to me that do we have two species of humans? Kind of. That seems like that to me. Anyway,
there's a lot of hypocrisy with our leadership. And I don't know. It's been a long
that's
time.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I think people were willing to play by the rules early on, but they haven't seen the results that they were promised. And I think people are striking back. And I think that's an American thing to do. When something doesn't seem right, we rally back. I don't know. You look at the governors of both New York and California, and both have seemed to really enjoy the power that has been, I would say this has been bestowed upon them, but in most cases that really hasn't, that they've just taken. And still we're seeing more lockdowns and more shutdowns, and nothing's been fixed. And so people are tired. And I can't blame them. I mean, businesses are going out. People are tired of being disrupted and having the mentality that it's okay for thee, but not for me. And that's what a lot of these leaders are saying. So it's, I don't know.
Where there
well,
are
we
places.
Also have a problem, though, like going back to what Doug was saying, like in New York, I was telling you guys off the air, you know, there was a 7,000-person wedding, the Hispanic wedding, where no one wore a mask. They got fined $15,000, but big deal. That's nothing to them. But now there are at least 200 cases of people in the ICU who were at that wedding, and they're just spreading it to wherever, everybody who's walking down the street, they can spread it to them. It's just, it's crazy. You know,
I don't know. I think it's a mixed bag of people acting really irresponsibly and mixed messaging from leadership. I don't think there's any one person to blame.
Well, you wonder why the kids have the attitude that they do. Here's a mother who threw over the weekend her child a 250-person homecoming party. 250 people in McDonough, Georgia.
Where's she coming from?
What do you mean?
Like homecoming for school, or like is she coming from somewhere?
Yeah, they have school down there. So this is Ola High School in McDonough, Georgia. The high school was not going to have a homecoming for the end of the football season, that sort of thing. That's where they have their homecoming, I guess. And in this, the woman says, "Well, if they're not going to do it at school, I'll do it at my house." This is a city 35 miles south of Atlanta. No precautions at all. She said that wearing masks was child abuse.
Okay.
Child abuse.
A lot of people feel that way.
Really?
Who?
Yeah,
wow. I have a lot of friends who are moms.
Like
and
the
anti,
especially like the, I don't mean to like stereotype, but the anti-vaxxer crowd really feels like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not necessarily in charge. I'm not thinking that I'm going to get a vaccine shot. Although I might. I've been thinking about it, whether I do or I don't. But I'm certainly not going to tell you that wearing masks is child abuse or anything other than just...
You know what's child abuse? Being an irresponsible adult and putting other children at risk. Because to me, that's child abuse, when you put someone else's child at risk.
I just think there's so much. I mean, there's so much personal responsibility that's not being done, number one. But then there's so much brainwashing and fear-mongering and all... There are people on, like we like to say, there are good people on both sides. There are really bad people on both sides of this argument because nothing is helping. People are using this to gain more power. People are using this to make a political point or to make a religious point. It's bad all around. You know, I feel for the people who can't practice their religion. I'm sorry for that. I'm upset with the government that they say that a strip club is essential and a church is not. I'm sorry for the kids who are not getting their homecoming. I feel for the parents who have to brainwash their kids away from other kids by keeping everybody apart. It stinks. It's so, and everybody is guilty on some level of just making this even worse than it needs to be. It's just
the Brits are changing what they have been doing now. They have cut quarantine time for travelers who have a negative COVID test. They're also going to reopen gyms and stores and hair salons. They've been closed for the past month or so. Pretty hard hit. The pubs, the restaurants, however, in England stay closed. So is there a lesson in that for us?
The lesson is, if you go to the salon, I've been to the salon three times since July or whatever, and I get tested all the time, and I've never had an issue. I've had negative every week. And so salons are not spreading it. The restaurants, from all the contact tracing, restaurants are a hotbed. I understand that people want to stay open, and that's fine. And I think the restaurants should be open, and people can make a choice if they want to go and take the risk. But the biggest problem that we've now seen from the CDC, the newest studies, is that people who are asymptomatic are the biggest super spreaders. So people are going around. They're not getting tested. They think they feel fine. They don't know they have it. And they're spreading it around. That's the real problem. So, and they've seen in New Jersey, the clusters of bartenders have it. And they said that when they did contact tracing, people who had stayed at bars or had gone into bars after like 9:30 or 10 p.m., that was also another cluster. That's why the bars and now restaurants have to close at 10 p.m. Because people sit there, they get drunk, they talk more, they get closer together, they let down their guard, and then it spreads more.
Mm-hmm. Good God. Coming up in a moment or two, A couple of interesting sports notes, one of them having to do with the COVID situation. And are you planning on taking a cruise? Let's see what that holds for us as we continue on today's DJV program. One of the other things that I do is a program called Your Hidden Power that every week focuses on a different way for you to understand what real is. What is real? We know the five senses are real, but what else is real? What do you need to, what can you learn about your life and life in general? You can hear those stories every week on Your Hidden Power. So if you have a divine urge to learn more about what's what, but you don't think you want to share it with your friends, just listen to the podcast on your own. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you hear the podcast, or wherever where you get your podcasts.
I'm Andy Solomon. With the clock ticking down to Thanksgiving, many people are looking for creative ways to celebrate the holidays together. ER physician and best-selling author Dr. Daria Long shares tips on how to keep everyone safe.
If you choose to host this holiday season, keep the gathering small. Host people who live locally to avoid overnight stays in the same house. Do as much as you can outdoors or in well-ventilated spaces, and have guests wear masks as much as possible.
Even with all these precautions, it's still possible to be asymptomatic and not realize you were exposed. Testing 5 days and 2 days prior to your trip, it's not a guarantee, but can add an extra layer of protection.
There are now a few FDA-authorized tests for COVID-19 that allow you to collect your own sample at home using a quick, painless swab. One test from Everlywell includes overnight shipping to a certified lab and promises digital results in as little as 24 hours of the lab receiving your sample.
For more information, visit everlywell.com/COVID.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier, so don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
All right, a couple of things from the sports world here. The Denver Broncos are going to stop allowing fans at games. Apparently, why did I think that there were no fans at games?
Depending on the state and the city.
Right. They had allowed 5,700 fans to watch each game in person. So 13.
Not much compared to the whole stadium.
Right. There's one-tenth of the size of probably what they would hold. So 8 of the 13 scheduled games this week will allow fans in the stadiums. I remember Kurt Gowdy, who was a great sportscaster, said when the era of television began, he said, "You're going to watch a better game if you stay home."
Well, especially for football.
Depends on where
your seats are, yeah. Because then you're sitting there freezing and watching on a big screen anyway. What's the point?
Horrible. Went to that Ohio State game last year about this time, remember? What a horrible experience.
Did you, like, get pneumonia or something?
Horrible. Awful. All right, so there are 5 NBA players that have gone to the Vatican to visit with the Pope to discuss social justice efforts. And they gave him a team jersey. Now, we were talking about what the Pope wears.
That's weird.
The Pope's going to wear an NBA.
I can't imagine him in a team jersey.
Also, they gave him a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, too, which I'm not sure he's going to wear any more enthusiastically.
No, he's been pretty vocal that, you know, that Black Lives do matter. That's,
That's okay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in. Yeah. We thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? My son, the doctor, is here. It's actually not my son. Well, that would be weird, wouldn't it, huh? Oh, my God. I think, but you are a couple of years younger than I am, so I think that may, it would be pretty hard, though, for you to be my son.
It looks like there's a whole lot of years between us, but it's just...
No! Ding! Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. There's your microphone dropping. You didn't believe what you just said. Yes, no, that's all right.
Over.
That's what happens when you say things like you just said. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, prostate, men and their prostate, it becomes one of those worry things when you get older. I don't know why you worry about it. Worrying is like a prayer for something that you don't want, but people do that. Oh, I wonder if I'm going to get prostate cancer. Well, you won't. If you do certain things, right? It's eating, it's a lot of stuff. But when you talk about the prostate and what it does, what is the reason that men have prostate glands?
Well, the prostate produces semen.
Mm-hmm.
And it, obviously, for the reproduction of the species, some kind of a fluid has to carry the sperm cell to the egg.
Right.
And so what the prostate gland does is produces the fluid, the semen, for which during sex the sperm cells are able to leave the human body. Now, what happens is, like most other organs in the body, after years and years of malnutrition, after years and years of just, eating not enough of what we need and too much of what we don't need, things begin to swell, things begin to get fibrous, and that's especially the case with the prostate gland. It can get very fibrous. What used to be, you know, kind of soft tissue begins to be very hard and coarse as it begins to swell. It's also a collection place for various kinds of fungus. It's probably not the best breakfast news, but what it does, the problem is that right through the very middle of the prostate gland is the urethra coming out of the kidneys. Mm-hmm. I mean, coming out of the bladder. It sits underneath the bladder. And so as it swells, it has a very tough fibrous coating on the outside. So, like when we have problems with brain swelling, the brain kind of swells in on itself because the skull won't let it go out like a bruise on the arm. Mm-hmm. And so when the prostate begins to swell because of various causes, it kind of swells in towards itself, and it clamps down on the urethra, and you have a hard time urinating, and until the bladder has sufficient pressure to force the urine out, you end up holding a lot of urine, and then you have frequent urination. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I talked to a fellow just yesterday, in fact. This is what made me think about talking about this. He gets up every hour during the night.
Ooh.
And I said, well, how do you get any sleep at all? He says, well, fortunately, I go back to sleep immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But he came into me for this very problem. And he says, every hour I'm up, and I said, well, how much do you urinate? And he says, well, damn little. That was the words he used.
So what about,
why are we talking about pomegranates? Pomegranates have been known for a long, long time to contain the right kinds of antioxidants and vitamins and minerals that really promote good prostate health. And this is the time of the year. I mean, I was in the grocery store the other day. Pomegranates all over the place because it's associated with Thanksgiving and Christmas simply because this is harvest time for the pomegranate. And traditionally they've always been hard to open and peel, but they've got these little devices that usually are on sale sitting next to pomegranates that make it much easier to get these tiny little seeds out of the plant. And that's the best way to get it, because sometimes you can buy the seeds by themselves. Sometimes you can buy the juice, which, of course, has been processed. The best thing is the real McCoy. Get yourself a pomegranate. You can cut it into quarters, and this little device will get the seeds out easy.
So to help yourself, help a man in your life that may have prostate problems, the pomegranate juice is good, or eating pomegranates. I think that's Jack's advice. Other advice, it's also important. Your prostate doesn't like you being fat, because the fat goes into the prostate, and that can screw up how it works as well. And a lot of people think it causes prostate cancer. So, well, let's get on to the Calitrin.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.